You're listening to SBS News.
He was a much-loved star of the stage and screen, as well as a survivor of the Stolen Generations. Uncle Jack Charles died surrounded by his family and friends in Victoria at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. The advocate and activist was widely known as the grandfather of Indigenous theatre.
Everybody lives in glad.
Uncle Jack is being remembered for touching the lives of many Australians. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says he broke down barriers as a truth teller.
The time now is to show respect, to show reverence, to show understanding, and to show humanity. And what I remember about Uncle Jack is just so recently. He was talking about the death of another great Aboriginal person, Archie Roach, and they were friends.
His love of creativity led him to help found Australia's first Indigenous theatre group in the 70s. First Nations Senator Lydia Thorpe told SBS News members of the community would often observe him on his scooter travelling down the streets of Melbourne. But she says life was full of struggles for him.
Whilst we're celebrating his life and the beautiful man that he is, because he's in our hearts and he's in our souls still, you know, he did it rough. The system tried to take everything away from Uncle Jack that he was and that he is and what he stands for.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has also looked back at his life, reflecting on his experiences in the prison system and as a victim of abuse.
He lived a very hard life, but leaves a joyous legacy. He endured cruelty, he endured pain, but he uplifted our nation with his heart, with his genius, his creativity, and his passion. And I pay tribute to him today.
He was recently recognised as the Male Elder of the Year at the National NAIDOC Awards. This is part of Uncle Jack Charles's speech at the ceremony.
You know, a bloke like me can start settling back a little bit. There are so many people in our different organisations around here in Victoria, around the nation, that are working with my pet project, prisons and youth detention centres.
His family has granted permission for his name and image to be used.
This refined clay is dirt. Dirt is land. Land is where we belong.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.